So, Ali, what's been your favorite point working on GMIT, man?
The coffee that we get in the morning. Yes.
I think we should buy a coffee factory. Not all this money. And then you know what we'll do with that? We're going to donate free coffee to this building for the rest of its life.
Like, nobody will ever suffer.
No presenter will ever struggle free coffee.
You get a coffee. You get a coffee. You get a coffee. Everybody gets a coffee.
Yo, what's up? My name's G Money.
Neville.
Ashley.
Welcome
and
to
Young.
Your
work.
Oh, sorry.
It has to be the couch.
Me goes G.
We have established it is the chair.
100%.
Yes, it is the chair. Calvin, we don't blame you. There's no beef between G Money and Calvin. Yeah.
This is the chair.
Sorry. Are we pulling it back again?
So guys,
let's talk about this story that developed right now. We were doing the festive season. So a delivery driver who won about 4.8 million in the lottery still worked his Christmas shift to not let his colleagues down.
Yes.
Let me be honest. If I win some big money with SportPesa or anybody else, trust me, I butaniona kwenye mtandao.
Kwenye mlati.
Kwenye TikTok.
Honestly, this is the only thing I'd show up for.
No, I think...
No, it's about, like, the next day.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, yeah, bye.
Have you ever seen that
you're
Twitter?
You're not coming back to work.
No.
Ever.
Have you ever seen that Twitter tweet that says, what are the signs that will show that you have money?
Okay. Yes. No. Let's be honest. Let's be honest. We all done radio.
Yeah.
It's Wednesday afternoon. Imagine it's Wednesday afternoon, right? Yes, sir. You do the mid-morning show, I do the morning show. Boom. We've bought a joint Mike's Are Open lottery ticket. We've won 300 million. We're all going to have 75 million each because Calvin got here.
We'll invest it in Nyeri.
You are here.
Stay in Dubai.
Stay in Dubai. Now, tomorrow's Thursday morning.
Yeah. Mm.
It's all in the newspapers. Mm. Bruh, I am going to work.
Is it? Are you going to show
up? I am going to work.
Is it a rug?
Yes.
I am going to work.
And that's the last day I go to work.
How does it feel like to work with 75 million in my account? I need to know the feeling, my guy. What are you talking about?
I am going to work.
Listen,
bro, I've already changed my Safaricom life.
What you mean?
If it was me and Nev in this situation, listen, there's no morning show. There's no mid-morning show. There's no after. There's no show.
No.
Why are you doing this show?
I'm not even giving notice.
So wait, you're waking up at 4 a.m.
4 a.m.
3 a.m.
Let me tell you.
Matter of fact, I did not sleep.
You stay in the office.
Listen.
We're waiting for the message confirmed.
First of all, once it's checked in and it's confirmed, all that stuff, I'm making sure that the link to the story, I drop it in every group that I'm in for the workplace.
Oh, wow.
Because I don't want anyone to miss it. I want everybody to know. I want everyone to know.
So when you walk up in there.
I walk into that building at 5 to 6 to begin my show. And when I walk into that studio and when I open that microphone and
different.
I say, it's me, bitches.
Yeah, I'll pay the fine. He'll say, I'll pay the fine.
I'll be like, no, I'm not going to swear. No, apart
you
from
would.
That. No, I'm going to
drop one or two.
I'm going to say, it's me, bitches. They'll say, anyway, by the way, we're all radio.
Yeah.
Do your first thing.
Imagine, guys, this is how G used to put us on the spot long time. Yes. Guys, do the show.
Right. First link, we're all radio people.
Yeah. Let's go.
All right. It's 103.5 Homeboys Radio, the urban sound in Nairobi.
Wait.
It is.
Is it one show? Are we all on one show?
Yeah, all on one show.
Okay, so.
We're all going to 75%. That's all it is, right?
Say no more.
Yeah. All right, it's 103.5 Homeboys Radio, the urban sound of Nairobi. Mm-hmm. My name's G Money.
Uncle Nev.
I'm Ashley.
Are you about to say my name?
Because I want a piece of what you got.
All right. So, guys, we all know why we're here.
Yes.
First of all, let the world know we're rich.
75 million in the bank.
So, in case you don't realize, the guys you're listening to this morning, we won the SportPesa jackpot. Mm-hmm. We've all won 300 million shillings, but we've decided to come to work for one last time.
One reason only.
By the way, yes, the first thing I'm going to tell guys is, going out to the management, we're not coming back.
It's our last team.
Oh, damn. That 2 month notice you talk about? How much do we owe you?
We should buy out the contract.
We're buying out the contract. So this is our last show.
You buy the lease. The only thing.
So Ali, what's been your favorite point working on GMIT, man?
The coffee that we get in the morning.
Yes.
Yes.
I think we should buy a coffee factory. Not all this money.
And then you know what we'll do with that? Yeah. We're gonna donate free coffee to this building for the rest of its life.
Like nobody will ever suffer.
No presenter will ever struggle. Free coffee.
You get a coffee. You get a coffee. You get a coffee. Everybody gets a coffee.
And when you drink that coffee, remember we bought that coffee.
That's right.
For real. Yes, 300 million.
So yeah, I mean, being in the studio for the last time, it's like I think about all the good times I've had here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been such a good time. So, G, what song are you? Are you
being sarcastic?
Good times indeed.
Let that simmer. Let that simmer.
Listen.
Dramatic pause.
Listen, I personally was here for the money.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I have the money,
yeah,
I don't need to be here anymore.
Quahiri,
adios, muchachos.
All right. So before, I think furthermore, you know that.
Wait, none of you love this job, even for the listener.
No, we love the listener.
No,
we love the listeners.
Because I love this job.
Never get it twisted.
I love radio.
Radio is the reason why I've woken up all of my life.
Facts.
Mm, yeah. You know what I mean? And I've also often said, when people say to me, why do you wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning? I'm like, it's the paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
But now I don't need the money anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm not waking up at 4 o'clock. But what I will say is this. Before, I want to thank everyone for all the support over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, you can always find us on the Mics Open Podcast. Good Company Channel.
Always.
In fact,
we'll be there.
Now we're going to build a bigger studio.
Thank you.
And more things.
Yes.
And we'll have an internet radio where we can talk all the shit that we want to.
Yeah, we'll be casting and playing dirty music.
Okay, so before we go, we'll have to choose one more song to play before we leave the building.
Damn. I know Ashley is going to steal the song.
Ashley!
Okay, yeah, you can take that one. Then I'm worried about Jimani. I'm worried about Jimani, you and I might pick the same song. I don't know.
I don't know. That's what ambassador.
I see where this is going.
Are you going dancehall or are you going Jay-Z?
My father has said it many times.
If you don't make money.
Exactly. Because I'm going with Uncle Jay-Z.
I was like,
Jay-Z Uncle.
Uncle Jay-Z Uncle.
Look what you made me do. Look what I made for you.
Listen. Grand opening,
grand closing. I came, I saw, I conquered.
Thank you. You've been far too kind.
Yes. Oh, man. I haven't decided yet. Jay-Z is a good bit, though.
Yeah, Kwaheri Juakali also there.
That's the one. I regretted not playing Ashley that song, man. I played the instrumental, but I was like, this was perfect.
So let me tell you guys our last show, right? We told the listeners much later, like at the end of the show, right? I was over there asking Andy, can we just do it at the end of the month? He said, no, we cut the cords right now. So
decisions had to be made.
Yeah, usually we wrap up our show with encore.
Yeah.
So that was a great ending. Mm. Then he switched it up and played Kwaheri in the middle of the
I like it in the middle of the link.
So
Oh yeah.
That's one way to go out.
Yeah.
Well, I just wanna end the show,
wrap up.
I just wanna say to everybody in the building, and everybody we've ever worked with since we've been here.
Yeah.
I never
my final
you.
Song is to all the people who wish us harm, they can go back where they came from. No demonic works profound shall prosper.
I love it, Lion Paw.
Flashbacks, man.
They can't stop the Lion Paw.
Remember when Tara sang it for us?
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Oh, man.
Memories. Memories.
Anyway, we're rich. Bye, bitches.
Bye, bitches, for real.
Wait.
No, anyway, but the mic's so
Austin, Austin, Austin was going to.
Austin said bad bitches for real.
Austin, please be here.
Look at the camera.
Also, you know, unfortunately, that's how I end DST. So for him, it's Q end.
It's the normal thing.
Oh, wow. But
wait, before you wrap it up, there's something I saw Taser Black from Three Shots of Tequila.
Big up Taser, man, talking about.
And he picked it up from a TikTok. And I'll use Ashley and I as an example.
Let's go.
So we meet on a dating app, right? We plan a date. I don't show up for the date.
Oh.
And then a random stranger comes and rescues you. You know, just one thing leads to another.
Knight and shining armor.
Come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, knight and shining armor. And then really, like for real, one thing leads to another. Then you end up dating. You get married. Then
wow.
A couple years down the line, he tells you, do you remember that date that Nani stood you up? It's me.
It was what a setup. Wow.
I mean, it worked out either way, no? Okay, but that's creepy.
Is it genius or is it...
It's low-key creepy.
But it's creepy.
Creepy. It's low-key creepy.
I saw that, right? The reason I think it's creepy is, let's say... I mean, obviously, she turned up, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's say she turned up and she wasn't as hot as she was on Tinder. Like, really?
Catfish.
Like, catfish, right?
Yeah.
Then that walk into the future would never have happened.
Yeah, yeah. Mm.
He would have just been another guy who's catfished somebody and then stood him up when they dated.
Yeah.
Simple.
Yeah.
But now when you turned up, when she turned up and she was okay, she was banging, then he chose to be the stranger
who saved her.
Mm. Bro, that's some weird shit, bro.
It's actually quite creepy because also consider this, he didn't want to be the person that she had been talking to. He wanted to be a whole new person.
That's some role play of the next
level. No, we don't know why. We don't know why. The motives could have been... No. Actually, the motives could have been... Like, maybe this is his thing. Maybe he also needed to verify that. Oh, and maybe she's for real. Like, we don't know. It's all speculative right now.
Yeah.
What matters is he did. But there's a friend of mine who made a very interesting remark and said... These are things you take to your grave. I'd have been fine not knowing this.
Yeah.
Facts. Don't tell me.
Because I don't know what he hopes to gain by...
Because now, what else have you lied to me about? What else
Thank
is
you.
Not for real?
Like the trust...
Now I'm questioning everything.
Yeah, like the trust link is going to be broken. Mine.
And you have children.
So you also agree it's not genius, it's creepy?
It's creepy.
What was the overriding sentiment on the responses?
I guess guys were torn in between.
Yeah, but most people were leaning in towards, it's not right.
It's not right.
It's
like that one of
I respect you for it, but
it's like
I'd
the
like,
baby daddy story that you hear in America and stuff, where someone gets with someone, but you're not really the father of that child, and then it goes on for years where someone actually fathers a child who they, you know,
yeah,
and then,
oh yeah,
you know, like things like that. Just go with it to the grave.
Yeah,
man.
Nobody
like,
gotta know.
Yeah, because it causes so much,
and then it affects the kid.
Yeah,
it becomes a different story. So I feel as if it's definitely creepy.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that like. I think when he told everyone or told her, he thought he'd done something, you know, like
he had invented the wheel.
She got
or maybe
like,
the guilt was like
yeah,
too much.
I don't know if it's the guilt, but also like, for example,
scary.
Can you imagine, like the whole thing of when she's there waiting, he walks over, chats up, and she'd be like, you're never going to believe this. Like, I was actually here waiting for somebody.
Mm.
A word, that's his loss, not mine, man. How you doing? Let's do coffee. That's some psychotic
what
shit,
the
right?
It's genius.
No.
No, it's genius, but not in a good way.
That's the reason. I accept that
it's
part.
But the
long game is the part where I'm just like, no.
Tell me about the second date, you know?
Because to be honest, I think I have been in such a situation where you're at a restaurant somewhere and someone is not showing up for someone and also you. So I've been in a situation where you're seated in opposite booths and their person is not personing. So you just... Okay.
New Labour 2024.
So, and then you just have a slight chat and you bond on that trauma of being stood up-ish.
Yeah.
And then it becomes... You become friends. It's never become like... At now,
you've gotten married. You got
like
babies.
Feel as if that's too much. Like you can connect on something, but just to have premeditated it in that sense
that's
of way is weird. Yeah.
And also, that ain't the first time he's done that.
Thank
he's
you.
Been planning it.
No, I mean he's done it before. This was his game.
Yeah.
This is his like. All right, if she's like not good looking, I'm just gonna leave her on red, you
on
know.
Red,
like,
yeah.
But yes,
isn't
bro.
It, isn't it?
No. What I'm saying is like, I feel that that was his, for example, his thing.
You.
That's
I
his
get
MO.
You.
Yeah,
yeah,
you know, I said
yeah,
to you, okay,
yeah,
meet me at Java. I'm gonna be in booth number two. This time
then you
I'm
go sit.
In that booth number three.
Yes.
Yeah. She comes and sits down, and I've reserved the booth. Yeah, he's reserved the booth. She comes in, she sits down, he's in number three.
Mm.
He's like, oh man, hey, yeah, it's okay, cool.
Not
cool,
bad.
Cool. But then I feel like it's something he's done before in the sense of like, if she wasn't now like what she's
He will then approach.
He'll just be like, let me get a coffee macchiato to go.
Have other things to do.
It's very stalkerish. That's creeping me out even more because it's like you're watching me.
Oh, yeah. Shit. It's fucked up. Do you know what it's giving?
More than
it's giving stroke.
It's giving you.
It's giving you.
That's exactly what it is.
When you said that,
you yes. and Netflix. Yes. Myself, those yes. are not catches yep. on the Netflix. Yeah, yeah. yeah. yeah.
Not
yeah.
you, not you. You.
I'm impressed you know this. I'm impressed you know this one.
You.
Yeah.
Yo, you is
I'm
crazy.
Impressed you know it's this nuts. One. It's psychotic.
Yeah.
Have you watched all seasons?
Dexter.
No. It's not my thing. I didn't even get to episode 2, season 1.
Really?
Yeah.
What about you?
Yeah, it's not my cup of tea.
Oh, my.
Nice. Nah, can I talk about something that I've
but
watched?
But also, that
like,
man is low key fine. Anyway, go on.
I've been watching. There's a new and Kenyan based. It's called Volume.
Yes.
On Netflix, I've
really
watched
good.
It. It's really dope. Tosh Gitonga. Oh,
is that the one Austin that started up like, with the Ascaris being beat?
Yes.
Yeah, I watched that.
Did you like it?
I liked it.
Mm.
It was a good one. I feel as if the incorporation of the music culture in it. The actors did so well.
True.
The you main. Know, They were really, and I like the fact that it was new, like
new
people
actors.
We hadn't
you know
seen
oh,
before.
Fresh faces.
So
fresh
you know
faces,
what?
Yeah. Exactly.
You know what's dope about Volume and dope about content that's coming out of Kenya?
Yeah.
Because I'm telling guys, man, 10 years ago, nobody would have looked at that script.
True.
Like 10 years ago, there were so many promising. Bro, let me tell you, by the way, did you see this week how the government was, well, a minister of the government was telling the media houses, oh yeah, we owe you so much money, but you shouldn't be basing your financial strategy on government paying for advertising, whatever, anyway.
Mm.
But bro, let me tell you, and as somebody who's experienced this, these media houses in the 254, from all of them, bro, when we shot our series, we shot the pilot for our series about 10 years ago. Even Odu was in it. Rest in peace, right? And fam, we hired, you know, they were saying, oh, you know, the quality of Kenyan production is not up. We hired
red cameras.
Nice.
10 years ago, you know, dog.
Damn.
That's expensive.
Yeah.
We shot, that's expensive.
We shot at the studio for these guys, Cap Muller.
Yeah.
Cap Muller Studio.
Sonic.
Back in Sahara. Because it was a music based,
yeah.
We shot in where Odu used to live, off Jogo Road. Those sides of, what's that area called? When he used to live.
Zimmerman.
Huh? Ziwani. We went there, imagine us down in there with our red cameras, shooting.
No security.
We had two like, no security. Odu was security. You know what I mean?
Oh, wow.
We had two like of Kenya's leading actors and actresses in it, playing the mom and dad in the role.
Played it for
you
us,
get?
A trailer, yeah.
We shot at Tribe.
Nice.
From lighting,
we went all out.
And these media houses, all
shut
them, Standard, Nation, even the Kiss TV, all of them, they gave us all stories. Oh, this is great. This is amazing. Come back. They run us around till we all went and did different things.
Oh, no.
And now you see the story of young people and
music
is on Netflix.
On Netflix.
Yeah.
And guys will wonder why local people are struggling and why local production is struggling. Because guess what? That probably would have been deemed too hard.
Yeah,
true.
It can't work in this market.
True.
Bro, I watched I watched it, and the first thing that came to my mind was like when the Ascaris got into his car, relatable.
Very.
And then when the guy goes, okay,
how much do you want?
Mm. I was like, this guy's gonna
do it properly. And the acting was so good and it was so relatable. And I'm sure so many people can relate to the struggle of trying to, you know, music just represents the general form. So when you look at that, you can be any kind of profession. You're trying to strive to get to where you need. And there are so many hurdles.
Even when the guy with the who's trying to do the music was working with that chick.
Yeah.
Benja.
That's right. And she said something. And she said it innocently.
Yeah.
But it really pissed him off.
And when I saw that,
I was like, man, how many times have you been in that situation where someone just doesn't understand your dream?
Yeah.
It was so dope. And
so
I said
relatable.
To myself, yeah, it's on Netflix.
Yeah.
So the profits go to Netflix and the creators.
Yeah.
And these guys who are crying about loss in revenue. Had you invested in young people years ago, this would be a different scenario.
Invest now.
It's too late now.
Yeah. But I like the fact that there's more of that, even Abel Mutua with his, what's it, Click Click Bang.
Yeah, yeah,
so that's
bang,
such a good one. So, yeah, man, hopefully this year we can, you know, get more of that. And you know,
let me tell you, man, like, all the filmmakers out there and all the content, the filmmakers now, let's talk about the filmmakers, because there are some amazing filmmakers out there. Word. Do your thing, Draca. Shoot your shot.
Oh, yeah.
Netflix, Africa's still an emerging market for all of these streaming services. True. Like, even if you go to Amazon Prime, there's like Gangs of Lagos and all these things. Yeah. So just shoot your shot and keep dreaming and keep pushing and circumnavigate all these people who say you can't.
Gatekeepers like you can't.
Yeah, just do it, man. Anyway, good company feature film coming soon.
Coming soon.
2025, behind the scenes, like Kanye.
Yeah, we're like GTA, you gotta wait on us.
Listen, nice. My name is G Money.
Neville.
Ashley.
Andy Young.
Quahe.
Adios.